And if anybody has a spare canal around, we could sure use one.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
But for right now, with everything going on overseas, abroad, around the globe, let's focus our attention on some more near topics.
Texas is
like those Texas topics right now. Get you up to date on the state of our state. And that would be us being lumped in with about most of the country. The heat dome is what is causing this.
It's not the Superdome.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not the Golden Dome, as you were talking about.
Yeah, or the Iron Dome. Mega. That's over in Israel.
Right. This is just the heat dome.
A sweaty, moist dome.
Doesn't prevent anything from getting in. It just traps all the heat from getting out. So what the heat dome is what has centered itself really over the southeast, but we're on the western cusp edge of the heat dome. And this hot, dry pattern, it is it's an area of high pressure in the upper atmosphere. But it settles and it gets stuck in a certain location.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your dome of heat. It acts like a lid or a cap over it just traps the hot ocean air. So that is why also we're getting the humidity along with it. So enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Heat Dome 2025.
Do you have any suggestions for enjoying it?
No, because it's going to be here until probably September.
Oh, dear.
So enjoy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Heat Dome time in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Heat Dome.
Governor Greg Abbott has been a busy guy since the 89th session of the Texas legislature wrapping up, signing over 600 bills into law, including SB 10, that mandates the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom. HB 1481 bans personal cell phones, smartwatches, and tablets on school grounds during the day, with an exception for some kiddos in special ed. Well, a ban on THC was vetoed by the governor. They say this is going to keep the Texas hemp industry alive for now, and the governor wants the substance regulated instead. He also called everyone back into session on July 21st with consumable hemp regulation at the top of the list.
This surprised a lot of people that he vetoed and waited until the last, literal last minutes to do it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody could find a pen.
Is that what happened?
Well, the consumables, you kind of did the bearing a little bit.
Yeah.
Willie got to him. Dr. Phil. Reports are, and this was run in the Star Telegram and the like, numerous reports will say, Dr. Phil and his whole little Dr. Phil network, Merritt Street Media, based in Cowtown.
Yeah, right here.
Well, it was late last year that it started being reported that they were having some problems, maybe funding, and then it got a little worse with some layoffs earlier this year. And now it seems, due to an ex-employee, that the Dr. Phil show has been placed on, quote, indefinite hiatus.
Oh.
And that more employees have been laid off Merritt Street Media.
That's unfortunate.
So maybe when he was making those ICE raids, maybe that's just his actual new job. That's what he's, you got to be.
He fired himself.
Got to prepare for the next thing.
Goodness.
That is important.
Congratulations, gamers. Texas is the place for you. We are the best state for said gamers, according to something called Cribbage Online.
Hmm.
Followed by Maryland and Virginia, they compiled the list based on everything from the number of internet providers to download speeds, Best Buy and GameStop stores, and the number of repair stores per 100,000 people. Now, the worst of the worst, that honor goes to Hawaii.
Mm.
Probably because people do this little thing called go outside.
Right.
And
right. There
live life.
To do that. Well, you see, we're in the heat dome. You know, they don't have the heat dome. They have volcanoes active now.
They've got some action.
Uh-huh. It's just surprising. Most Texas homes don't have basements for their grown kids to live in. So I'm really surprised that we came in so well in this one right here. Mom, meatloaf! And then it turned out Luke Bryan's voice gave out. It was already on the Thursday night in Arkansas show starting to be a little wonky. And you talk about last minute. Like he vetoed this at the 11th hour. Leading up 90 minutes before the start of the Luke Bryan concert on Friday night over there at Dos Equis Pavilion, pulled the plug and said he had to cancel his next two shows, the Dallas one being one of them, and then the next night's show in Lafayette, Louisiana. So the Dallas Texas show, Dos Equis Pavilion, has been rescheduled for September 12th. And if you had tickets for this one, keep it, because they'll be good for that one. Coming up on the 12th. But with his voice in shambles, we're gonna check on him. We didn't talk to him on Friday on the show. Do we have you, Brian Luke, on the line?
Hello.
Hey, Luke.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Oh, easy. Hey. Gotta go easy.
Whoa.
You can't do that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My voice is still a little tender.
Yeah. I know. It gave out.
Yeah, it was a big owie.
Couldn't do the show.
Yeah, I had to cancel my little singing show over there.
Yeah. We missed
you. I'm real sorry about that, y'all. I thought I could do it, but you know, if I'm not out there giving you at least 162% on the stage and at least 72 hip thrusts in my tight jeans, what am I even doing?
I don't know.
Just singing?
Yeah, just paint a picture.
Heaven forbid that, right?
Man.
Yeah.
I bet y'all were wondering why I wasn't talking, you know, calling up the show on Friday.
Well, I know. It was right beforehand.
I didn't wonder at all.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I just didn't have the voice, and it's barely coming back now.
I know. It sounds weak.
Did you take care of yourself?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure how I lost it, you know? I mean, it could have been anything.
It could have been anything. Wow.
Maybe I swallowed a peanut or pulling pigs out on the farm, come eat, you know, suey.
Careful.
Easy.
You can't.
Okay, careful.
Can't push it.
Maybe it's just Yeah. Being, you know, allergies out there, you know, with the crickets and the critters and the squirrels.
Yeah.
Allergies that get you.
Or maybe, you know, I've had a doctor say it's real hard for me to sing because I can't.
Oh.
So, it's tough, you know. I mean, I can't.
Doctor said
I can't even thrust 100%. My hips right now aren't even at 100%.
I don't understand how
that's a blessing in disguise.
Well,
you know, they're probably only about, you know, my 70% is probably better than most hundreds, but.
See? You can't.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. But I want to thank the fans out there, okay?
Yeah. Sure.
Y'all been so cool all about it, all this, because I know thousands upon thousands of thousands of people are just waiting to hear me.
Really?
That many?
And see my hips thrust. And
Easy.
I mean, everybody's been just so cool about this. You know, like in fact, most of them seem really happy that I didn't show up.
Oh, happy.
Like really, really happy. I don't know what it is, but
well,
I guess I got the best.
Yeah.
I got the best fans in the whole wide world.
That's special. That's exactly
I better not push this.
No, don't.
Or thrust it, you know.
Yeah, no thrusting.
I mean, guys, my songs are all about trucks and fishing and hunting and drinking, man, and I could only get out the lyrics to, like, the fishing and the hunting parts.
Oh.
I didn't even get to the trucks.
Wow.
Let alone the drinking.
Yeah.
Or crickets and critters. And squirrels.
Stop. You can't.
But don't you guys worry. All right.
Okay.
Brian Luke's going to be back before you know it.
All right. We can't wait.
I'll get my hips a thrust in.
Easy. See?
Okay. I just popped a vocal cord. I'm going to go home now.
All right. There he is.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.